The Stihl Timber Sports International Women's Cup was held in Vienna in Austria last week, and there was Australians involved in it, and a Tasmanian, in fact, and her name is Amanda Beams, and she joins me now. Good morning, Amanda.
Good morning, Martin.
Thanks for your time. Appreciate it. Now, people haven't caught up with the news. You actually won a silver medal at the championship, so first of all, congratulations on that.
Thanks very much. Yeah, I'm a very happy girl.
Yeah, I guess you could be happier because you probably went over there with intentions of maybe taking out the gold, but the competition was pretty stiff, wasn't it?
Yeah, look, you go into these things, you don't go in wanting to come second. I won't lie, I wanted to win the event. And, come up against Martha, she's a top US competitor, and, in the end I had to beat her in the underhand to get the maximum points to be able to beat her, but just fell short.
Martha King you're talking about, and she won a world championship at the Silver Dome in Launceston a few years ago, so people that follow wood chopping would certainly be familiar with her. The women's cup, it's a little bit different to what we see with the men with the Stihl Timber Sports. There's only three disciplines, isn't there?
Yeah, at this stage it's only the three disciplines, the stock saw, single buck and the underhand.
Okay, the stock saw is a standard off-the-shelf steel chainsaw. The single buck is what we'd call a single-handed saw. And then the underhand, of course. And you hold the world record in that, don't you?
Yeah, I've still got that one, Martha. The wood wasn't quite that good enough to beat the record last week, so my record still stands.
Oh, well, that's something, I guess. And it went right down to the wire, too, because I think the lady from Germany, Ulrun Urbig, she won the first round with the stock saw, and then I think it was you won the single buck, which is the single-handed sawing, and then it was all down to you and Martha in the final. You're equal on points at that stage.
Yeah, we're equal on points, and, one of us either had to be in front of the other. So, it ended up being Martha, and she beat me by a point overall in the end.
Okay, well, like I said, a silver medal's nothing to be ashamed of. What was the whole experience like for you, competing in Austria, of all places, and what a beautiful city too.
Yeah, the backdrop was just amazing. When we walked in there on Thursday to unload our gear, it was just amazing. The architecture in Austria is just, phenomenal. I was a little bit blown away, actually, by the surroundings, but... going there now and competing, let's just hope we get another crack at it.
Yeah, well, I think that'll be the plan at this stage. So was it just the Women's Cup on there, or was there other competitions as well?
Oh, no, there was lots of other comps as well. After my event was the first one, the Women's Cup, then it was the Rookies Championship, which Jack Argent from Queensland, he took that out. And then the next day they had an Austrian Rookies comp. Then they had the World Trophy, which Brad DeLosa from Australia competed in, and he got the bronze medal in that. So Australia brought home a gold, a silver and a bronze. We were the best performed country in Austria.
Yeah, and they don't have a teams competition. They do that at a different time of the year, don't they?
That's right. Mm. That's in October, October for the team's comp and the individual.
Yeah, so if you'd been a team, though, you would have won a gold medal.
it was a really good experience, and one that I thank Stihl Timber Sports very much for the opportunity, because they invited me, and I was very pleased, very honoured to be able to go and compete, not only for my state, but for my country.
Yeah, we're all very proud of you too. And, of course, you've already won a world championship. I think you won two world championships. You won a double-handed sawing one with your husband, Dale, and you're the record holder in the 275-millimetre underhand, and you've won the world championship in that as well. So you've been very fortunate over the last few years.
Yeah, towards the back end of my career, I've been had some pretty good form, and, I'm very, very lucky.
How much do you train? Because I know some of the serious axe men at the top level, they train, as much as any athlete in any other sport. Do you train much?
Yes, Martin. Coming into this comp, I was training every day. Because it was three disciplines, I had to put a lot of work in to be able to go over there and compete at my peak. I put a lot in. I do a bit of gym training. I go to my gym and I probably spend a couple of days there a week, as well as a fair bit of time in the backyard chopping and sawing and stock sawing as well.
Well, it's obviously paid dividends for you. Congratulations once again. Good luck if you get to do it again next year.
Yeah, well, I'll have to beat all the Aussie girls again, I think, to be able to get the chance.
Well, that's true, yeah.
Yeah, thanks very much.